Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Fryman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman fires to first and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Brinkman who tags Bell for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive towards the mound. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Freehan attempting to get to second, for the double play. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is called out on strikes. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. Freehan moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and has McAuliffe trapped. There's the throw to Ragland, who tags McAuliffe for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Freehan scores. Brinkman moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown is walked intentionally. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-1 in the game. Ragland hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard pinch hits for Gates Brown. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Howard reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Mike Strahler now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Tom Ragland. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss moves to second. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Chambliss moves to third. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Chambliss scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Rodriguez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Ike Brown pinch hits for Norm Cash. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Horton moves to second. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing first base. Dick Sharon now playing left field. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 7, Indians, 7. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes strikes out. 1 out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Fred Sherman now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 4 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards first. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Broemer moves to second. One out. Ed Farmer now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Walt Williams. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Broemer scores. Bell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.